And it's time, as we do each and every Monday morning, to get your legal buzz. And that means we bring in a Bridge legal advisor for the conversation. And now we say hello to a guy who, since the last time we talked to him, celebrated a birthday. So a happy belated birthday, and welcome in to David Ayler. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well, thank you. We won't say what year it was, but we'll just go with birthday.
I wasn't going to call you out for what year it was, but yeah, so happy birthday. Okay, Dave, I got to ask you first of all, because you know how many people I talked to over the weekend about the lottery. Nobody won the lotteries, and it's $850 million for Mega Millions tomorrow night, which is the third biggest jackpot ever, and $730 million for Powerball on Wednesday. Why is it that if you were to win the lottery that you should get a lawyer? Because they always say you need to get a financial person and you need to get a lawyer. Why?
There's a lot of reasons for it, really. First of all, I think you don't just need a lawyer. You need a team. You need a financial planners, and most importantly, probably more than anything, you need a CPA, a certified public accountant, because you've got to look at the decisions that you have to make on what you want and how. As far as having an attorney, that can provide you a lot of different things. One thing is protection. We've seen people win. I believe there was a lady that won Powerball a couple years ago. It was a huge amount.
It was like $1.5 billion, which is the biggest jackpot ever, up in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Yeah.
Right. And we never figured out who she was or didn't. And that was because she was protected under attorney-client privilege, and simply her attorney spoke on her behalf and accepted it and all that. And, if you have that option, obviously that's going to be big, because there's no way that the media can FOIA that information or anything else. It's protected. So you have somebody that can speak on your behalf. And also, there's so much different things that come into play from a financial side of it in regards to building up, putting stuff in a trust, various different financial decisions that need to be made, where an attorney that works within that realm of estate planning really could assist you, along with your financial advisor, who probably won't assist you, is your cousin who can never keep a job and promises he'll pay you back if you can get his lawnmower service started.
Boy, I tell you right now, these are questions I'd like to have to get answered, because that would have meant that I won the lottery, but we'll see whoever wins it and how that breaks down. By the way, I find it funny also that people, I haven't seen that anybody from South Carolina has necessarily been arrested and charged yet, but people who stormed the Capitol a couple of weeks ago are surprised that there were consequences, and they're getting arrested for it and facing some legal ramifications for what they did there in D.C.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're surprised. I mean, the bottom line is you're breaking the law when you violate and trespass, and then, of course, destruct things, which we saw, much less among the horrific things that happened and the loss of lives, which is obviously such a tragedy. But to me, it seemed a little bit of like a dog that caught the car. Once they got in there, short of taking selfies and, kind of being destructive, what else was the point?
I know. Never has there been more evidence provided by the actual perpetrators from all the videos that they took and then posted on social media. And ironically, they're using the same laws that they put into effect to prosecute rioters last summer now for those who stormed the Capitol.
Right, yeah. And I think you'll see more if you follow FBI on Twitter. They're still trying to identify a tremendous amount of people. My knowledge, there hasn't been anybody from South Carolina that has been arrested. If there has, it hasn't been reported, at least, throughout the media.
Yeah.
I think a big distinction is between the people that are protesting, in and around the Capitol,
right,
which is completely fine and are right and everyone's right, as compared to the people that, actually broke through, broke in, broke things, and obviously hurt people. You have a fine distinction between the two of them, because if you go to D.C. a bunch, my son actually goes to school there and my best friend lives there, you can go by the Capitol or the White House, and just about any weekend somebody's going to be protesting about something.
Yeah.
And obviously more now than ever, but that's their right, and that's the way it's always been. So they're used to protests up there. They're not used to what occurred, unfortunately, on my birthday, the 6th. So, I think you'll see more charges. The one thing I'll say to wrap it up on that note is that on the criminal stuff, you're talking about federal charges. And more often than not, anytime it's a federal charge, the potential sentencing and things related to the potential sentencing are much worse than your average state, at least the state of South Carolina. Sometimes the states will try to mirror what the Fed laws are. But Fed laws are known to be stringent, and they have about a 90% conviction rate, and I think somewhere around that or higher for conviction within a trial. So, if someone is arrested or was arrested for that event, they've got some serious charges.
Yeah, you know, and you know, really quickly, a couple of things we spoke about earlier that are now coming back, and that is that there's been a bill filed in Colombia to protect workers who want to go back to work but don't want to get the vaccine. We talked about some employers might mandate that employees get the vaccine before they can come out. Now there's a bill filed in Colombia to protect workers who don't want to get that vaccine. And I also see where the city of Charleston says they're now getting stricter on enforcement of safety protocols. Nice of them to do that after the holiday when people were violating those protocols. The two things that you and I had touched on previously here on the Legal Buzz.
You know, I think, first of all, speaking to that bill, I don't think it would go anywhere. I'm sure somebody's happy that whoever put it in for their constituents, such like so many other bills.
Right.
We saw what went first. What goes first is what's in priority. You know, no matter what someone's beliefs are one way or the other, it's what the people that vote for them want, and so that's what they put up. But how in the world are you going to justify the government telling a private business what they can and can't require in regards to, you know, their employees? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But again, for people that have the choice and the right to be against vaccination, which is they're completely their choice and right, it's just as much the right of a business owner to require, you know, for health and safety purposes, that his or her employees get the vaccination. So that bill is not going to go anywhere, definitely not in a pro-business state like South Carolina.
Yeah.
As far as the enforcement, I mean, I don't mean to sound disrespectful to any local government, but, you know, been there, done that, said that.
Yeah.
It's not – they don't have the resources. They don't have – the manpower, and while in theory it definitely is a understandably good idea for the betterment and the improvement of you know, the whole society, because we are slow to get vaccinations, I think slowest in the nation.
Yep, yep.
So wearing those masks and putting those rules in place as local government is understandable, and regardless of what people think one way or the other, if it's the law, it's the law. But as far as actually enforcing that, you know, like I said, sometimes laws are very much well-intended, but hard to be strongly enforced.
Hey, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, as they say. But now we know forever that David Ehler's birthday is on the same day as the storming of the Capitol, January 6th. So that will plant that in people's head forever so they know when your birthday is. And
just,
I know,
just for the record, so I don't get mixed up with that. The only thing that I was protesting against on my birthday was my liver. So I was not involved in any politics. Whatsoever.
A liver protest from David Ehler. Hey, David, going from your liver to your brain, if people want to pick your brain and get in touch with David Ehler, David Ehler Law Offices, how can they do that, buddy?
843-744-4444.
Always good to talk to you. Thanks for the knowledge, bud.
Great talking to you as well. Y'all have a great week.
All right, there he goes. David Ehler with your Legal Buzz.